The McKerrin Castle, written by Julie Shackman and read by Leslie Harcourt. I rolled up my powder blue crewneck jumper and stuffed it into my open suitcase on the bed, only for it to be mercilessly crushed by everything else I had rammed in there.
Oh, bugger!
Outside my bedroom window, London was awash with slate-grey rain. Umbrellas were popping up along the street like multicoloured mushrooms, and across the road, the butterstone slopes and angles of the local post office and coffee shop were wearing chains of raindrops. I had envisaged quickly packing from my two-week holiday to visit my parents and brother back home, before taking a meander around the shops to check out new paintbrushes for my acrylic landscape work. Then I had intended to spend the afternoon making more headway on my Scarlet Highwayman portrait, which can safely be described as my work in progress. I had reworked my imaginings of this mysterious man on several different occasions as I attempted to capture what I thought might be the perfect representation of him. I'd initially had to construct his image using scant details from one rather faded sketch rumoured to be of him that I'd found buried in some obscure historical guide to Scottish coastal resorts when I was in my late teens. The drawing was from the late 1700s when the Scarlet Highwayman had roamed around Port Star, my Scottish seaside hometown, on his shadowy black horse, supposedly named Linus, so goodness knows how accurate it was. The painting had always been important to me, but it became even more so after my divorce. I suppose I was trying to reconnect with my love of painting after my marriage failed, build my confidence back up with something I knew I possessed a talent for. The story of the notorious Scarlet Highwayman was every bit a part of Port Star's our vanilla, rocky beaches, but he wasn't spoken of with any great affection. In fact, he was really talked about at all. If the tale of the highwayman did ever surface, the locals would dismiss him with comments like, "Oh, he was a wrong un that one," or, "We don't speak about the likes of him." He had been branded a ruthless robber, banished into the realms of Port Star history and conveniently forgotten about. From the little information I'd managed to research, he'd been described as tall, with wild brown curls and dark eyes. To me, that conjured up a rather dashing image. I'd used a limited portrait palette of titanium white, yellow ochre, light red, raw amber, and dry black to recreate his face. I wasn't happy with the angle I'd given his chin. My fascination with this man had started at secondary school, when instead of choosing a Mediterranean breakfast scene of bowls of fruit or an array of crockery to paint and submit as part of my higher art portfolio, I'd opted to paint a portrait of the highwayman. I knew it was a rather risky option. I found myself immersed in producing this piece of work and able to use artistic license to bring him to life. Not only did my decision pay off, I was awarded an A pass, but my art teacher at the time, Miss Duffin, put my name in my highwayman portrait forward for a regional exhibition on Scottish history. My work was selected to appear in the exhibit, and from that day, the Scarlet Highwayman became even more of an enigma to me. While studying for my art degree in Edinburgh, I decided to research what I could about him